Joseph, what's happening?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well. Ready for the game tomorrow night. South Carolina will be in town 7:30 for tomorrow night's blackout game over at Vanderbilt. And good news for Chris Nixon, the SEC's Offensive Player of the Week, for his great work against Miami.
Yeah, they're certainly well-deserved. 20 carries, a career high, 166 yards. You know, there were some pretty solid offensive performances around the league, but, you know, Chris has really stood out in that he sort of took that ball and took the team on his back, really starting in the second quarter, and basically was in command of the game throughout. So it's a great honor for him. He's now the fourth Vanderbilt quarterback in history to have over 1,000 career rushing yards, joining Jay Cutler and Eric Jones and Marcus Wilson. So and hopefully he's got a lot more left to go this season. They're going to need him Thursday. It's going to be interesting to see how South Carolina, with that very solid defense of theirs, they pitched a shutout last week against North Carolina State, how they'll approach Chris at quarterback. And you can bet they'll certainly have somebody, you know, eyeing him all the time. It'll be interesting to see if he can get open at times.
And, you know, on the other side, now that Chris Smalley, to no one's surprise, will be the starting quarterback for South Carolina.
That's true, and I think we all expected that. I know Steve Spurrier said it was, you know, basically done in part because Beecher was injured, you know, didn't really throw the ball at all on Monday, couldn't practice. But I really think Smalley probably would have gotten the start anyway. The next big question, I guess, is if Smalley doesn't do well or they have to go to a backup, is it Steven Garcia? And my guess is yes. Garcia's had his off-the-field problems, but he's arguably the most talented of the South Carolina quarterbacks. And I have a feeling that if Smalley does not get off to a good start or if he gets injured in some way, that we'll see Garcia for the first time.
And let's, a little background on Garcia. He just couldn't seem to stay out of trouble, but was a kid who wanted to play for Spurrier. And Spurrier, you know, in a lot of ways, likes the kid's attitude. He's kind of a swashbuckling, throw caution to the wind kind of quarterback in a sense. He's a pretty good leader for a young guy and could be their long-term solution. Although, you know, Spurrier's got, he seems to recruit two quarterbacks every year, so you never know.
Yeah, you never do. And you're right about Garcia, and that I think the attitude that he brings to the field is one that Coach Spurrier really likes. Unfortunately, he kept getting himself into hot water.
He acted like a punk. I mean,
yeah,
there's no other way around it.
And it was it really put Coach Spurrier in a tough position, I think, because it was almost like he kept saying, look, you know, why are you doing this again? You're forcing my hand. So in some ways, maybe the injury situation with Beecher has helped open the door for Garcia's entrance into this lineup.
What kind of feeling do you guys get as far as Spurrier's long-term future as a college football coach? Do you get the sense that he'll be around for a while?
He said even earlier this summer, he started talking about his tenure at South Carolina, and I think he was even quoted as saying, you know, if we don't get this thing turned around in a couple of years and win championships here at South Carolina, maybe it's time for me to hand it over to somebody else. I don't know if that's the case. I think he's still driven. I think he still believes they can have a great program there, and they certainly have improved. But I think he kind of feels like in some ways maybe the clock is ticking a little bit for him in terms of getting it done.
He was a dark horse, but Brant Snedeker does not get the call to be an alternate.
Yeah.
He just never seemed to really get it going the second half of the year.
I think, to be honest, it was kind of there for the taking. He just, as you said, didn't get it going down the stretch. I kind of felt like if he had put together, even if he had put together two or three really solid weeks, down this stretch run to force Paul Azinger's hand, he might have had a shot, because I think Azinger believes, and I don't know this, but I think most people believe that Brant is one of those guys that would have a lot of pride playing for the USA. He has a great match play type game. You know, he's a guy that can put a lot of birdies together. He can have a bad hole and bounce back and win the next hole. I think he'd be an ideal kind of player for a Ryder Cup situation, but it looks like it's going to be a couple of years away.
Joe, thank you as always. We'll visit with you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow, guys.